All right, now I've been doing deals in downtown Fort Lauderdale for, gosh, 3 decades? Am I that old? I did the 110 Tower now, 110 Tower. I did what's the school board building. I also put together the financing for the Ellington. And I believe that all these people that are doing residential in downtown Fort Lauderdale now should give me a tip because I also did the Publix. And without that Publix, I don't think you'd see a lot of this stuff going on. So while they mentioned that it's overlooked, I've got to take pause with that because downtown Fort Lauderdale has had incredible job growth over the last year, couple of years, natural job growth. Projects like the Amore, which we'll talk about in the next segment with Jay Jacobson, the developer, are setting a new height for incredible luxury rental pricing. You can walk out of there and walk right to Las Olas. The entire nature of Fort Lauderdale is changing. Flagler Village is different than the Las Olas area, which is different than the south side of the river, and they all have their benefits. They all have different things that make them the place to be.